Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I'm so excited to be talking to Dr. Jen Bailey, Associate Dean with Undergraduate Programs. Welcome.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
Well, for those who don't know, you kind of grew up with the E&I, right?
So grew up with entrepreneurship and innovation. I actually transferred cities from Boston, Massachusetts to Atlanta, Georgia in 2021. So I was with the Babson College and joined the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute at Georgia State a year ago. And so, yes, I'm very passionate about innovation and entrepreneurship. And just recently, as of the summer, have adopted a new role at the business school as Associate Dean of the Undergraduate Programs.
And then one of your students is here today, is that right?
So that's funny, indeed, yes. So I am actually also teaching an innovation course. So the course that I teach, Entrepreneurship 3200, is called Innovating a Better Society for All, so a fairly audacious goal. And one of our students, Alicia Blunt, the founder of Yellow Blanket, is indeed a student of mine and also participating as a Main Street founder today.
Now, what advice do you have for the student that maybe in the back of their mind they'd say, you know what, I'm thinking about being an entrepreneur, but it sounds hard, it sounds risky, it's safer to get a job. Like, how would you kind of advise that person to maybe scratch that itch and explore that? Maybe it's a side hustle now, but it could turn into something down the road.
Absolutely. So I think one way to think about it that perhaps could be a little less intimidating is that really all of us are entrepreneurs. Any of us who, you know, create solutions to problems, blazes new trails, pioneers new ideas, are all entrepreneurs. So some of those entrepreneurs might indeed start a business, but sometimes you're an entrepreneur within a business. Sometimes you're just changing the world and society for better. So it doesn't always have to translate to starting a business necessarily. I think at Georgia State and at RCB, the Robinson College of Business, we really want people to be entrepreneurial, to have an entrepreneurial mindset, and to think about how they can make the world and the societies that they live in better places.
And the skills that you learn, though, with that mindset can impact you even if you have a corporate job or take a role at a nonprofit. That
exactly.
Type of thinking can really open your organization up to some disruption, to some kind of outside of the box thinking, right?
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right. You can be entrepreneurial in a small business, in a large corporate entity, in a nonprofit. What we like to see at the Robinson College of Business is that we really want to develop entrepreneurs and leaders who will change both business and society. So I quite appreciate your suggestion that nonprofit and the nonprofit industry is a great place to apply our entrepreneurial skills and mindsets.
Now, what is kind of are you looking forward as part of this entrepreneurial summit that's happening today and tomorrow? Are there any events or any speakers or any thing other than your student winning, right?
Right, absolutely. Go Yellow Blanket. So I'm just excited for all students, not only the students of Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute, E&I, but really all the students of Robinson College, ideally all the students of Georgia State, to get here and get a taste and a feel of what it means to be entrepreneurial. So I hope that people leave here inspired, and I'm most looking forward to perhaps to that end, the hackathon that we'll be having tomorrow, where students really get a chance to put those skills to use and try out to see if being an entrepreneur and being an innovator is something that they might quite enjoy.
Now, when you see the room right now buzzing that it is and all these smiles and all this excitement, it must be so rewarding for you, right? Like, you've got a chance to really make an impact in the entrepreneurial ecosystem here, and to see it kind of come to life like this and see the faces that maybe aren't typically seen at an hackathon or a tech event or at a startup event.
Absolutely.
It must be very rewarding.
I think the opportunity to transform a student's life and to show them something that perhaps they didn't think was possible is extremely rewarding. I think it's rewarding for us as educators, and I think it's rewarding for the students who come here on day one as first-year students, perhaps having a certain perspective of who they are, a sense of a particular identity that they may have carried coming into the GSU experience, and then to leave really with a whole other set of possibilities. So that's always exciting, always inspiring, and I just look forward to students thinking that anything is possible.
Because anything is possible.
Indeed.
Now, what do you need more of? How can we help you? And help maybe the Atlanta ecosystem here for entrepreneurs?
So I think, though, a lot of times we talk about innovation, we think about ideas, we think about patents, we think about intellectual capital. And then sometimes we think about, okay, if I have an idea, how do I really launch and scale that idea? And we think about financial capital. So a lot of, those tend to be the resources that we think are the most limiting resources to grow and expand an ecosystem. I think what we know certainly about underserved populations is that one of the most magical and potent elements of capital is social capital, is really those relationships, those networks, those connections. So for me, my aspiration and my hope would be that, those really connected individuals within the Atlanta ecosystem connect to us here at Georgia State, connect to us here at Robinson, connect to us here at the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute, ENI, and give our students a chance to become a part of that network and to get connected. Yeah.
Right. I think what you're saying is so important. It's one thing to, like on social media, to like a post, but it's another to put your name on it and say, this person's doing good work, check them out. And then there's another to pick up the phone and call someone and say, you have to meet this person. Those are all levels of engagement. And I think a lot less lip service and a more action.
Absolutely. And there's so many ways that you can be a powerful part of someone's social network, right? You can, as you said, it could be something as simple as a like, which does go a long way when you're growing a business to get that social media exposure. It could be an introduction. It could be a warm introduction that allows somebody to gain access to, which they'll do tomorrow, investor networks. It could be a mentor to help somebody to show them the way. Perhaps you built a business and you're going to save them some, lessons and hard knocks that you went through. It could be an ally. It could be a sponsor. So there are really so many degrees and, as you said, ways in which people can engage and support and provide kind of that social capital for our future entrepreneurs, future innovators, future leaders. So we just invite all those people who have those connections to come in and meet us.
And be part of this and not kind of be on the sidelines. I mean, there's room for a lot of people in this room here, and there's room for a lot of people in the lives of these entrepreneurs here, and it's kind of a mission worth taking.
Absolutely.
So if somebody wants to connect with you and get a hold of you and maybe expand their social network through you or with you, what is the way to do that? Is the website for Robinson the best way?
Certainly. I think the robinson.gsu.edu, under leadership, you'll find me there. My email is jbailey92@gsu.edu, and on social media, I'm prof@profjenbailey. So I'm happy to connect with anybody who wants to learn more about how we're growing and developing leaders and innovators of tomorrow.
Right. And there's lots of ways to plug in. It's not just money. It's not just connections. It's time. It's effort. It's kind of making a difference on a lot of folks. And you can see it right here at Center Park Stadium. It's just an amazing event, and I'm happy to be here with you to share these stories.
Lee, thanks for having me, and thanks for all you do in helping us to build a community.
Well, thank you for all you're doing, and we appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.